I speak to you in the name of Jesus, King of Glory. Amen. When apartheid still poisoned South Africa and terrorized its people, and injustice shadowed that beloved country, Archbishop Desmond Tutu once said that the problems of South Africa might be solved if he and President Botha could just sit in rocking chairs face to face and talk about their grandchildren. When oppression and resistance both wear human faces, there might be hope for reconciliation. But face to face is hard to do. Some years ago, I was in New York City for a meeting at General Seminary. I stayed at Leo House, which is a Catholic hospice on West 29th Street. As I walked a few blocks from there to the seminary, I noticed that nobody walking past me looked at me. Even more telling, after passing uncomfortably by several bizarre street people, I found myself not looking at anyone else. It might be a way of avoiding trouble. It certainly is a way of not getting involved. But a sure sign of the times in any large city are the streams of pedestrians that pass by each other without ever coming face to face. Just go downtown in Tampa and try it. Face to face is really hard to do. Perhaps that's why the church draws face to face portraits on this Sunday just before Lent. Moses, with his shining face, coming down from the mountain to talk with the people as God has talked with him. Jesus, transfigured on another mountain, face to face with Moses and Elijah, talking with them about suffering and glory. Paul, recognizing that we see in the mirror dimly, as he says to the Corinthians, knowing that face to face vision is yet to come. All in all, it's not a bad metaphor for the season that is upon us, Lent. A season of face to face encounters with God, with ourselves, and with each other. When is the last time you came face to face with God? Were you sick? Were you in trouble? Was it a moment of great joy? Or was it a day of despair? When have you stood face to face with God, our Maker and Sustainer? Maybe during these next 40 days, you will make your way up the mountain and talk with God face to face, as Moses did, as friend talks to friend. But you must expect to be changed if you do, because you cannot come off the mountain the same person that ascended. Because the presence of God does strange things to people, if you enter into the prayer and fasting and self-denial of Lent with your face turned toward God, you will begin to be a new person. I promise you. Also, look in the mirror and stand face to face with yourself. Who is that person that looks back at you? Do you see the image of God? Or do you first have to clean the mirror? Lent is a season of self-examination and repentance, according to the invitation in the prayer book. So examine closely that face in the mirror. Look into the eyes, the windows of the soul. Do you see signs of hope or the darting glance of fear? Is your face still shining with baptismal water? Or is it dusty and drawn? How dim is your mirror in which you look face to face with yourself? Face to face must finally be sought between us. Face to face. It's hard to do that. When we're guilty, we don't look face to face. When we're worried, we don't look face to face. Face to face is hard to do between us. When we stand face to face with each other, what do we see? Do we see companions in the baptismal covenant? Have we continued together in the apostles' teaching and fellowship and the breaking of bread? Have we persevered together in resisting evil, repenting and returning to the Lord? Have we proclaimed together by word and deed the good news of God in Christ? Have we together sought and served Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves? Have we together, face to face, sought justice and peace among all people and respected the dignity of every person? When we look at each other face to face, do we see companions on a journey or competitors for position? Do we see the cross on each other's forehead, or do we see each other as a cross to bear? Face to face with each other, we enter Lent. Since the season of Lent is a long 6 weeks, we are given a little preview of what lies at the end. After the prayer and fasting, after the self-examination and repentance, after the whole business, we are brought face to face with God, with ourselves, and with each other all at the same time. The beauty and brightness of resurrection is really just the shining face of Moses displayed for all the world. And even though the disciples told nobody anything of what they had seen on the mountain, they told the whole world on the day of resurrection. All in all, face to face is not a bad metaphor for the season about to begin. But then face to face is not a bad image for salvation, because the Christian gospel promises that when we stand face to face with God, we not only live, but we are changed, and the whole world is transfigured. Amen.